First off, just predict the football. I mean, kind of hurt our defense, put them in some bad spots. But other than that, we got some stuff to build on. We got some stuff to build on the film. We got to run the football. I think that'll help. And then for me, just I feel like I was seeing it pretty well. Just missed that first one across the middle to Pop, and then kind of groove later on with Pop. But we got some guys in the huddle that can make some plays, and my job is to get to them and let them do their thing.
There's hobbled ass Drake May.
He's all right.
Yesterday.
Nothing to see here.
Oh,
everything's
okay,
fine.
Go.
Everybody gets MRI. It's MRI Tuesday down in Foxborough. Everybody gets one. Get in line for the MRI. I think he's going to be all right. Are you worried about his rush yards ability? He's going to run. I'm thinking of a juicy parlay.
I already know why you're asking over there.
No reason. No, a football breakdown.
Yeah, I don't think he's moving out there. Nothing.
You think he'll run in a score? I'm asking for a friend. Please, God, run
and like
the score.
And like from how far away? Like
I don't
1
care.
Yard?
No, I don't
5
care.
Yards.
Run one in.
When you're talking about his mobility in
plus
the MRI, it would help.
Plus 280.
It would help to know, though.
Plus 280 if he runs one in.
Real nice.
In certain places.
Yeah,
certain
but I'm
outlets.
Saying from like the one, he can just fall in. I didn't really need to run.
Yeah, how's his QB sneak?
Yeah.
I mean, he's from the shotgun, so probably not
probably
great.
Pretty far away. Yeah, you need him to run it in from like the 5. Yeah, once they're inside the 5, you're screwed.
Yeah, I don't
Posed
like
on that.
That
anytime touchdown.
I think he could do it still. I think, you know what? Maybe they're going to prove to everybody that his knee's fine, and they're going to really let him scoot.
Maybe.
Maybe design some runs.
Pop him on the injury report. Yep. Throw him off the scent.
Oh, that's true. Now Jacksonville's like, we got a wounded dog coming into town.
Yeah. Yeah, we all need to worry about
Whose
his scrambling abilities.
Our London house. It's our castle. Those guys, they take a lot of pride over there. They're the London Jaguars.
Well, it sounds to me like... I'm sure Dietrich Wise is very happy as a Patriot, but it sounds to me like if he could play anywhere else,
it'd be London
Jaguars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I think if he could play for another franchise.
Whoa! You hear that. You know they mean business.
It's going to be a big game on Sunday.
It's the two worst teams in the NFL.
We
have to get up early for it.
Real quick on Dietrich Wise today.
Yes.
I've not seen... Dietrich Wise, Jesus. Drake May, rather.
Oh, yeah.
We talked to Dietrich Wise. I've not seen any follow-up reporting from Ben Volen today saying he was told Drake May had an MRI after practice. Something to watch this week. Alex Van Pelt asked about it today. Said he looked fine out there.
So
nothing to worry about.
So is he still the lone wolf on this with
yes,
the MRI?
I believe so.
Okay, people, move along. There's nothing to see here.
He did quote tweet.
The MRI fairy called him, paid him a visit. He's
like, he did quote tweet Sports Injury Central.
Oh, yeah, no, they know their stuff.
Injury analysis from the head team docs.
Yeah.
With decades of experience in the NFL. Mm. Oh, this is Dr. David Chow. I see.
20 years. Oh, Dr. David Chow.
Yeah. And so he did quote that and say, Doc notices some swelling in May's right knee.
Where did he notice it?
I don't know.
Internet?
I don't know how you would possibly notice that, but he did.
He noticed the swelling from what? When he was at the press conference the other day? Seriously, where did he notice the swelling?
Yeah, maybe he was walking up and down to the press conference.
Oh, looks like a little swelling there in the knee.
I read into Mac hobbling around at a press conference a few years ago. I'm willing to read into that. I couldn't tell the specific swelling, but I'm also not a doctor.
Unless it's like guy left in walking boot. Like, I don't know how we can really tell.
So I think he's going to be fine on Sunday, but that doesn't mean there's nothing to monitor with his knee.
No,
whether he had an MRI or not, he was on the injury report as a full participant. They felt the need to go through it and mark something down. So his participation today is important. And I just want to see how he looks because I don't think it's nothing. I don't know if Volen's right about the MRI or not.
Well,
suspect reporting over the years.
Do you not know?
So I am saying I legitimately don't know.
Okay.
But there is something going on with his knee. We agree with that, right?
The team confirmed it. They put him on the list.
Thank you.
So he's a full participant.
So it's not,
which
it's not
is,
nothing.
Which is a good sign. No, it's not nothing. And it's after his very first start. It's his first practice. So we also don't know, is this a lingering issue from the game? Did he tweak it at all in practice? But he must have tweaked it enough for them to feel like they had to put it on the list. Because, I mean, a lot of teams lie about the list both ways, right? Like, they'll put guys on there that aren't hurt. They'll put guys that, or they won't put guys that are really hurt on the list and all that thing.
And that happened with Bijan last year, right? Bijan wasn't on the injury report, and then he played like a snap. That
the
happened
Seahawks
with him last
had a big
year.
Issue, right? Because didn't Richard...
Christian McCaffrey this year.
McCaffrey
was another
right,
one.
Duh, right, yeah. Wasn't even on the injury report.
So teams can mess around with it, but they put him on there. So it's... Regardless of whether he had an MRI or not, it's something.
Yeah, and look, it could have been suffered in practice. Dietrich Wise didn't say that. You know,
no,
so
we didn't
want to read into a member of the Patriots organization said he didn't see anything on the field.
One of
so
the captains.
Maybe I'd be led to believe that happened in a game.
Yep.
But it could have happened in practice. We'll find out.
Could have slept wrong.
You
ever slept wrong, hurt yourself?
All the time.
Yeah.
I'm 40 all the time now.
I think I need, like, rotator cuff surgery.
Is that what you think you need?
Yeah, well, amongst others. Start somewhere, right? Yeah. But I don't know what I need it for, just to get this shoulder pain to go away.
Okay. It's just like a constant thing.
Yeah, it hurts a lot.
Yeah? Yeah. Until four years ago, I never had like any like back soreness. Now I'll just kind of like wake up and I'm like, sore back.
Sore
back. Where'd that come from?
Neck, back.
Maybe I gotta have Volan put me in touch with a Sports Injury Central.
That would be good.
The injury docs.
They could get down here. Well, yeah, that'd be great. They could teach everybody about some injuries. They could pop our backs.
Send them a video and you go, yeah. I got any swelling back there? He's like, looks like you do.
You have a mess.
I don't want to see you in person.
Yeah, no, that thing's ruined.
Just over the internet. That's why I want to look at it.
Yeah.
And so factor that into the game this weekend. Drake May is dealing with something. It sounds minor, if we're being honest.
Yes.
But we all fear the worst when it comes to the future of the organization. If you want to take a victory lap and say, see,
no.
One game he's already on the injury report, go ahead.
Can't do it because we don't know when he got hurt. He might have gotten hurt in practice, and he was already getting elevated reps in practice anyway. So then the guy needs to develop at some point.
He went from 30 reps to 100% or 30% to 100%.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that'll add to some of the issues maybe. So you can jump in, 617-779-7937. I like the question Andy Hart had yesterday. We were discussing it earlier today. Yes, anything?
I just like the guy that says, can a man have puffy knees this day without being shamed for it? It's not swollen. It's just what my knees look like now.
Yeah, this is what they are.
These are my knees.
It's age is what that is.
Yep, old man knees.
I like the question Andy Hart had yesterday. I was listening driving home.
Yep.
Do you want the Patriots to win this game this weekend? And put another way, is there value in the Patriots winning these winnable games? There aren't a ton of them, but there are some of them on the schedule. It's Jacksonville, it's Tennessee, it's Indianapolis, among others, maybe Arizona. So there are winnable games down the stretch. Is there value in winning them? Do you want them to win this weekend, Keith? Or is it better to lose to a team like Jacksonville at the bottom of the standings and get a better draft pick?
I am of the mindset right now, we're still in October, like, win them. Win them if you can. You might not be able to. You might go full effort. Everybody's trying their hardest. You're doing everything you can. And you might still lose. It's that bad of a team. But no, I want the wins. I think normally, and I'm pro tank, by the way. Like, so I'm not one of these people that's like, oh, you're disgracing the game. Tank in basketball, tank in baseball. If there's certain prospects that are there, hockey. You think the Penguins are pissed that they tanked a couple times?
Crosby or McDavid or Connor Bedard,
Didn't they, because of the lockout, they got Crosby and Malkin back to back because they tanked once and they were able to get both those guys?
Right.
That's insane. So it's worked for teams. You could tank and get a really good player. But in this case, the Patriots already have their quarterback, or at least their hope for who their quarterback will be going forward. So, yeah, a better draft position is always great. You know, come April, everybody in the world would rather pick one than five. That's obvious. But in the meantime, I'd like to see some wins and see if Drake May can do it. Like, let's say it's a close game, and now you're talking about either a comeback drive or a game-winning drive. Yeah, why not? That's all part of the development. So I think it would also be tough if we look back at the end of the year and you're like, Drake May was 0-12 as a starter.
No, right, exactly.
I think Peyton Manning was like 1-15. So like, it's not that you can't like dig yourself out of it, but man, that's not ideal. And everybody's worried about the hits that he's going to take. But what about just like mentally being like, every time I play, I lose? Like that sucks. So there's going to be some really, really tough games later in the year. Like you have two more with Buffalo still.
Well,
but this is one of those very winnable games. So yeah, I'm rooting for them to win.
And we talk about growing with some of the young players on the team. Maybe it's Pop Douglas. Maybe it's best hands in the league, Jalen Polk. Like, I don't know. But you talk about them growing with some of these young players. You do want them to learn how to win in some of these games. I don't expect them to beat Buffalo. I don't expect them to beat, you know, a team like Houston last week. I don't expect that. But I'd like them to be competitive in some of those games where they're clearly outclassed, and I'd like them to win some of the winnable games down the stretch because I do think that's how you learn to, you know, win together, grow together. Like, it sounds cliche, but I think that matters. You're out on the field now, and it's next year or the year after that. You have something to build off of if you pulled out a game in the 2 minute, like you said, or you win a game on the final drive, and now there's some buy-in and some confidence that you have the quarterback who can do it. He doesn't do it every week because you're outclassed and you don't have the talent of Houston or the talent of Buffalo or whomever. But you do start to get that belief from other players, that belief in himself, that he can do it at this level. I think that's important. I don't want to overstate it, but we talked about this earlier. Is there a win total in mind that would be useful going forward for Drake May? Let's say he plays all 12 games on the way out.
Yeah, yeah.
I know Dan Orlovsky doesn't think he'll survive and everything.
No,
but,
God, no.
And
he's scared. He's
already on the injury report.
Game.
So maybe there's something to that. I don't buy into it, but maybe. There's 12 more games. He already lost the first one. How many? Or I'm sorry. Are there 11 more games?
Yes.
11 more games. I'm sorry.
He's going to start.
He's going to play 12 total.
Yeah, we hope.
What does he have to go in those 12 games?
I mean, to me,
To feel good about where things are heading.
I think it's more about his performance. I don't think you can go winless. Like, I think winless with good performances, okay.
Is it one?
Like, how many performances? Yeah, two.
He's got to win two games, and they can go 3-14.
Yeah, but he is 2-10.
Okay.
And let's say he played.
He's still 2-10.
Oh, it's a bad record, but he threw three touchdowns last week.
Yeah.
So I'll take that. So to me, it's still for him specifically more about the games, but you can only play so well and lose that many in a row. Like, at some point, the quarterback has to be able to pull out a couple of wins. That's why I think it's low, though. Like, I would still have confidence in just him specifically if they only win a couple of games, but he looks pretty good. Like, as bad as he looks is, like, against Houston, where, yeah, he turns it over, but he's also throwing it downfield. Like, I'll take that as the development of the quarterback. But if you win 1, 2, or 0 games the rest of the way, Jerod Mayo's back, but everyone's kind of side-eyeing him, and they're like, really? You won 2 games?
They're all on notice.
And then Van Pelt's gone.
Yeah.
Van Pelt's gone. Elliott Wolf is on a very, very hot seat. And Jerod Mayo, to me, is safe for 3 years because of his relationship with Kraft, but it kind of at least speeds it up a little bit. Or I wonder if Robert and Jonathan are like, all right, if it's not Jerod, who is it? Like, they at least have that conversation going.
They should.
If they win 1 or 2 games.
If you're
because the whole idea was, hey, Bill's not good anymore. He won 4 games. We got to do better. And then if you're in your first year, you take a 4-win team and win 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, look, if you're – exactly. You just said it right. If you're a 4-win team, you go to a 2-win team. You don't have to fire Jerod Mayo on the spot, but you better start thinking long-term about what you're going to do if he's not the guy.
Should Jerod be worried that they picked Belichick's replacement 5 years ago? So do you think Robert's already picked a Rod's replacement?
He's like, wait a minute, Robert, you're going to Israel again?
I already knew.
Who's on that trip? Who's on the trip to Israel?
Pick the itinerary.
Are there any ex-players
that
could view as a coach? Let me actually, you know what? I do want to go on that trip. I want to go too.
Don't worry about it.
Don't go on that trip without me. Yeah, no, good point.
Something to think about.
So, they should be. I think they should be thinking about it now. Like, I think early on, they should be like, okay, if it didn't work out with Jerod,
who else would we know?
Who could it, you should always be thinking about
my guess. Also, Hightower was hired this year.
Yeah,
it's true. They only know Bill guys.
Yeah,
they haven't met anybody else. Apparently,
no, it's true.
They only know Bill guys.
But what else are you doing day to day? You're the owner of the Patriots. What else are you doing?
It's true.
You know, as it relates to your franchise,
finance.
What else are you doing? The finance.
You got to deal with finance.
The finance is kind of done for
lighthouse
now.
Stuff.
Oh yeah, they're eyeing the next lighthouse.
You just make sure nobody builds a taller lighthouse. You just keep trying to put the kibosh on all these other lighthouses.
Right, the Islanders throw on like a giant lighthouse.
Not today, my friends.
No, not
doing that.
You always got to stay one step ahead.
No, but like, you have a win total in mind for Drake
May?
I think it's more just
I would
how
like
he plays.
To see him 4-8 would be awesome, I think. You know, 4-8,
awesome.
It would be though.
No, I know. It would
in
be.
12, so here's why I say awesome. I said all offseason, 6 wins. I thought they'd go over the 4.5.
That was insanity.
Okay, I also thought Drake May was going to play from week 1 when
I
was saying that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I thought you were going to get 17 games out of Drake May. I thought you could win 6 games.
But I think what we're learning is that the defense is even
worse.
So, like, Drake May has got to, like, carry the offense and then somehow, like, I don't know, make the defense better.
Okay, but I think I'll lower that to, like, that would be 5 wins now, okay?
Okay.
He got in maybe a week later.
5 more wins?
Maybe.
No, 5 total wins.
5 total. So maybe a week later than I thought. Because I thought for sure he'd be in by Miami. He didn't get in until Houston. So I'll revise my win total from 6 down to 5.
If they lose on Sunday, how shooketh would that make you?
Oh, pretty shooketh.
Because I agree. It's even one if, of the most winnable ones.
Even if he plays well.
Yeah.
Like, let's say he plays the same way.
You're like, there's holy smokes.
3 touchdowns and 3 turnovers against Jacksonville is very different than 3 touchdowns, 3 turnovers against Houston.
Yeah, you can't grade it on the same curve. They have a couple of good pass rushers, but it's not Hunter and Will Anderson.
Here's how I put it to you. Jacksonville. Even the Jets, Tennessee, Rams, Indy, Arizona, there are winnable games on the schedule.
That yeah, Rams and Indy are home, too.
That doesn't mean they're going to win every one.
I got it.
But those are winnable games. So can Drake May scratch out another 3-4 wins, and now you're a 4-5 win team? And
maybe.
I would feel better about that.
Yeah.
I would. If he's 4-8 in 12 games, and they go over the win total, and you know they're a 5-win team better than a 4-win team a year ago, it does feel like a build. That's not a great build or like an overnight success.
I think there's 2 left.
That feels like building. 2 or 3 wins is not.
No, it's not a lot.
That's not enough.
But I think this is one of them. And that's why I would be shooketh if they lose this one. I'd be like, oh, man, maybe they are a one or two wins.
So forget your rooting interest. You want them to win. You'd be shook if they lose.
Yeah, because this is the one that I would have circled. This is the one of the ones in the preseason I probably gave them. I forget. We did that exercise where I had like three or four. I think this was one of them. I also thought Seattle was one of them.
But not Cincinnati.
You can flip-flop a little bit. But just the way the season has played out, Jacksonville's so much worse than I thought they were going to be. The Rams are so much worse. Like, those look like two of the ones now where you're like, you know, it's also an opportunity for them. Peterson and Lawrence are both looking at this like, we can save our jobs if we beat the Patriots, or at least save it for another couple of weeks. Maybe not for the whole season.
No, that's true.
It's a big game.
It is.
I'm shooketh.
It's going to be Patriots Nation on Monday.
If they lose to the Jags, I would be. And by the way, they're not favored. Jags are favored by 5.5. 617-779-7937. You could jump in on this. What are you rooting for? Would you be shooketh if they drop that game? Plus all your thoughts on Drake May. How dinged up is he? Do we believe the reporting that's out there about his MRI? Plus, we played the Patriots blame game earlier today. As the Twitch chat described it, kind of a grade or a report card, rather, for the blame game.
Terp made a nice graphic,
He made a wonderful graphic. Yeah. If you want to look at it, it's up now at Jones and Keefe, at Keefe21, at Jones, W-E-E-I. You can seek it out on social media channels. Let's circle back. How do we parse out blame in specific areas for why the Patriots are where they are?
The common denominator is just a lack of focus. You know, when we're in the middle of the season now, and to have a penalty on the first play of the game is just unacceptable. And so it's a lack of focus.
So we can yell it.
Well, I will say this, like, there will be changes for this game. And so my message to the coaches and the players, really, we want our most dependable players out there that we can really count on. If you're going to, you know, pre-snap, post-snap penalties, we can't live that way. So I guess to answer your question is the personnel part of it, like a wake-up call.
Pre-snap, post-snap, snip-snap, snip-snap. Gerard Mayo yesterday discussing the changes that will be in place for the Patriots. I'd imagine those are on defense, but I guess we'll see.
Yes.
How much blame do we assign to Gerard Mayo? We played the blame game earlier today, Keith, a blame report card, and we went through 10 different categories.
Woo!
And by the way, let us know, 617-779-7937. Maybe we missed some categories. Maybe there's something obvious that we didn't get to. Because we tried to cover the obvious and the not-so-obvious, Keith.
That's right. That's what we do on the show.
We try to cover it from all angles. And so if we missed anything, please let us know. Text line 37937, Twitch chat as well, twitch.tv.
Or scream at us on the
/BostonWEEI. Oh, yeah, where can they do that?
Odyssey app. There's a little microphone. Click on that. You can scream into
holler
it
away
for a minute. It'll cut you off after a minute.
Yeah.
And then I think it's like magically arrives at our doorstep.
So that's another place to give us feedback on this. Yep. So we had 10 categories. Lack of star players, poor offense, offensive line, subpar defense, on-field discipline, off-field discipline, coaching staff,
that's right,
the lighthouse.
Which bothers some people.
It does bother some people. As we said, we tried to cover this from all angles.
There's an active text line when we said that. People were like, yeah, I think I hate that thing.
Their loss of relevance and not wearing their throwbacks enough.
Did you see that the Green Bay Packers are going to be wearing all white uniforms this weekend?
It's a real nice looking uniform.
It's an icy white.
It is, yeah.
You don't normally see that Packer helmet.
I see that Brady thing when they got the rings.
It looks pretty great.
It's a frosty uniform. There's no doubt about
it. I like it. It's going to fit right in Lambo.
I'll tell you what.
Frozen tons of Lambo.
There may be something to Goodell. You wanted to blame Goodell for that one specifically, not to jump the gun.
I want to blame Goodell for all of it.
But there have been a lot of really good throwbacks this year.
Oh, it's been great.
A lot of real nice ones.
I've had a fun time watching the game.
So here's how we went back and forth. And you let us know, we only had Bill Belichick to blame for one of these. And some of the feedback we've got already, Keith, on social media.
I wanted to put Bill up there, though, for a couple. I argued Bill. It got outvoted because Billy was breaking ties.
On one.
Well, lack of star players I put on him because this roster is years in the making.
I know, but is he in charge of the payroll?
I don't know. I think he likes the value, too.
Okay,
I think they're kind of in lockstep.
I agree with that. I think he likes the value.
He doesn't value quarterback or wide receiver.
Right.
And around the league, those are most of your star players.
Yeah.
So I think Elliott Wolf inherited a team with no quarterback. He drafted one. And no good wide receivers. That's tough. And then Elliott Wolf traded away Matt Judon, who might be the closest thing you had to a star player. So you're left with no star players. So I feel like Bill Belichick, though, didn't do a great service. Maybe had one.
Okay, well, let us know, because 10% of our blame game is Bill Belichick.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
We asked 10 categories for a specific reason, because we're not good at math.
No.
And so we could parse out the blame. And so the lack of star players, I advocated for Kraft. You advocated for Bill Belichick. Billy broke the tie. We went with Robert Kraft.
Billy tiebreakers over here.
Billy tiebreakers over here.
Yep.
Even if you switched it, I'll let you know ahead of time. Robert Kraft got the most blame in this.
He did.
Bill Belichick, some might say, kind of skated. I think Bill's paid for it with his job. I'm okay with the list we came up with, but some people might think Bill is getting off too easy.
Yeah, I didn't want Bill on the list too much because I think you do need to move on. Like you do, like you have an opportunity to change the team. Change the team. You don't need to bring back all of his guys, and then you don't need to just blame him for everything and for him having all the power in the world. Right, and I know Robert Kraft most recently was like, yeah. Oh, I gave him too much power. It's like, all right, well.
I don't want to let him off the hook, but yeah. I also feel like I didn't let him off the hook for the last, like, certainly 5 years and decade. Like, I feel
like, say, for the last 2 years, he probably had all of the blame.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like I've ever let Bill off the hook, and so I don't feel bad if he's not on this list enough. He's not coaching the team this year.
All right.
But a lot of people feel that way.
True.
Lack of star players, Kraft. Poor offense, Van Pelt.
So, and I feel strongly that it is Van Pelt.
I was going to vote Wolf. You swayed me on this. It should be Van Pelt.
Because I just think he could get more out of what they have. Nobody's saying this is a top 10 offense. The personnel's not great, so you could blame Bill, Kraft, or Wolf for the offensive personnel. But dead last or second to last, like what, last in yards, second to last in points, wherever they rank.
That's where they were. Where are they still?
Yeah. It's got to be there. Through 6 weeks, it's atrocious. And some of those games, like watching the offense against Miami,
I'd rather not.
We shouldn't have to do that as a society. We shouldn't have to watch that. So I think it's Alex Van Pelt. I think a lot of people kind of share in it, but if somebody has to be the face of the bad offense, right now it's Van Pelt.
Even with one game with Drake May, they are still second to last in scoring, 31st, and last in passing yards per game, 37.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Van Pelt.
Is it that? I mean, it's bad, but like, all right, you're dead last.
Offensive line, we blame Elliott Wolf.
Yeah, that has to be on Wolf. I mean, Van Pelt doesn't pick the players. Mayo doesn't pick the players. Kraft at least let them re-sign on Wenu, and that was a big contract. And then Wolf went into both the free agency and the draft knowing that they didn't have a great offensive line. And he's like, I'll go with Chukwuma Okorafor. And you're like, wait, why?
Nice.
And then everything else has been a mess. So that one is without question on Wolf.
Can I make a request to Terp back? Can you throw up our graphic? Is that possible that you can throw that up so you can follow along on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI?
Yeah, Terp couldn't even do that.
I don't want to ask him to do too much.
But some say we're not asking him to do enough.
Well, I just, you know, I don't know that he has the capability to do it, but I think
sure he does. He was putting up the snake in the Dodgers dugout the other day. I think he can put up the graphic that he made.
He only puts up videos of snakes.
Yeah, it's true. That's the only system I have back here.
Yeah.
The next two we put on Gerard Mayo, subpar defense and the on-field discipline, meaning penalties. There you go. What a graphic. Terp. Excellent work.
Nice
good job putting
Terp.
It up there, Terp.
Look at the little faces on there.
On twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. It's easier to follow along with the visual.
I like it.
Next two are on Mayo, subpar defense, on-field discipline.
Yeah, I think with the defense, you know, you replace the defensive guy with a defensive guy and one that was on the staff. The defense was better last year. And yes, you could make the argument they had a few injuries, but last year's defense didn't have Christian Gonzalez or Matt Judon for a lot of games. They did have Barmore and they did have Bentley, so I'll give you that. Those guys are gone, but you did add a number one corner.
Well, and I think, who are we giving all the credit to in the Bengals game when they were knocking the snot out of people?
Yeah,
Mayo.
Right. So if you have that,
so if we're giving them all the credit in the one game they look good, then we need to give them the blame for that. On-field discipline, I think, is self-evident. All the flags, that's on the head coach.
Yeah.
Especially when it's week after week after week. How about the off-field discipline?
See, to me, this is one where I don't think anybody in like a position of power can really change things. I think every team deals with this.
So you put it on the
players themselves.
Players.
Yeah,
it's a picture of Javon Baker,
by the
way.
It was Baker. So basically Baker, and you know, his is obviously the least
egregious
of all of them. But just Baker, Barmore, Peppers in the first month of the season is not ideal. But I think you'd be insane if you're like, wouldn't happen under Bill. It's like, Bill didn't have it. No, I'm not saying you're saying that.
No, Bill's the one I advocated to put this on Bill.
Got it.
Because, again, do all teams have disciplinary issues? Sure. But, like, who do I blame for the disciplinary issues in Kansas City? Reed. Like, I think Reed's a really good coach, but, like, I blame him. He brings in all the players. They cut corners on play. The Ravens did it for years. I would blame Ozzie Newsome or maybe Harbaugh there if I really had to think about parsing it out. So I think
every team has him, though.
It's fine to put it on the players.
Yeah.
That's fine. This is where I would have put it on Bill. The next three are on Kraft. The coaching staff, who he put in place, including the head coach, the loss of relevance, which to me ties back to a lack of star players.
Yeah.
And then the lighthouse, Keith, I don't even know who else we
people
blame for the lighthouse
like,
except
people
him.
Don't like the lighthouse, and now that's what the team is known for, is the lighthouse. They used to be known for winning Super Bowls.
I mean, they're real proud of that lighthouse. When we had all our clients down there at
they
the event a couple of weeks ago, they were like, come on up to the lighthouse. Go check out the lighthouse.
I've never been
go
in
ring
the lighthouse.
Bell on top of the they didn't ask us.
They didn't ask us to be in the lighthouse.
Not that I'm bitter about it at all.
Probably for a reason.
Yeah, maybe that's why we're so critical of it.
I would have turned them down. No, that's not true.
I'm a professional. Have a radio show to do. I'm not going to the top of your lighthouse.
I'd go check it out. Are they still ringing the bell or whatever, or the keeper of the light? Because they did it with Malcolm Butler, which is actually hilarious.
I think they're still doing that, yeah.
Against Seattle.
Yeah, who was it?
Last week?
The last 2 weeks. I don't recall, but I do think they do that every week.
Yeah, it must not have been anybody with big fanfare, or we would have heard about it.
Final one, we're blaming Bill Belichick for the lack of throwbacks that we've seen over
Goodell.
The years.
I think there's got to be a rule out there that's like, you guys have to wear your regular uniforms X number of weeks, and then you can mix and match.
It was related to the helmet for years, where like each player only had one helmet.
Which is so stupid.
It was so stupid.
That's so stupid.
I agree with that, but it was like, you know, they're all worried about litigation over concussions and head injuries.
Nobody's ever sent me a helmet. Remember I was talking I wanted a helmet really badly? Like
yeah,
helmet?
We remember. Yeah, no one sent you
should've
that yet?
Should have asked why.
You're still waiting?
Andy Hart sent me a link to get one, and it was like more expensive than the one I found.
That's somewhat.
It was like $750.
Here's all I would say.
We can ask Springer tomorrow.
I think Goodell, good call. Yeah, good call. He'll probably give those away.
He'll send me one.
So here's why I blame Bill and why we ultimately blame Bill. Goodell, like, yeah, they loosen the restrictions on the throwbacks, but the second Bill leaves, they start wearing the Pat Patriots. Coincidence? I think not.
That is true.
And so when we parsed out all the blame, we gave only 10% for Bill, but he was in the mix for a bunch else. Jerod Mayo got 20% of the blame. Robert Kraft, 40% of the blame. Lack of star players, loss of relevance, the coaching staff, and lighthouse.
I got something that might change your mind.
Okay.
This is from the Pro Football Network.
Uh-huh.
So not the NFL Network, the Pro Football Network.
Okay.
According to NFL rules, teams are only allowed to wear a throwback or alternate uniform a maximum of 3 times per season.
Okay. Well, how much were they wearing it when Bill was here? Zero.
Probably 0 times.
Yeah, I blame Bill.
What about the color rush, though? I feel like that's alternate. That's a trash uniform, too.
I feel like they basically...
regular uniform.
Yeah, exactly. They just now wear that as their regular
uniform.
Yeah,
I don't
like it. 617-779-7937. What do you think of the blame game? Did we miss anything? Is Bill getting enough blame from this show? You guys can jump in on all of that. And, speaking of blaming each other, Jalen Polk and Jerod Mayo continue to go back and forth. Let's get to that next.
I'm just wondering what you've seen from Jalen Polk early this season and maybe what's contributed to some of the struggles he's had early on.
I think he just, you know, he needs to get over this mental hump. You know, you gotta eliminate the drop passes. You gotta be better blocking, which he did a great job in college at that. And at times throughout the season, he just has to continue to grow. He has to work harder. He has to pay more attention to the details. And we fully expect him to grow into a receiver that's dependable on run and pass downs.
Jerod Mayo on Jalen Polk from Monday. Jalen Polk has answered back.
He sure has.
I would say clap back, but his hands don't work, is what I would say. And so
he's got the best hands in the league.
Some would say he would say, not some, just him.
Yeah.
Jerod Mayo got 20% of our blame in our Patriots blame game. It was pointed out, and I'll credit a fat sacked in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Jones, what are you talking about that Bill never had them wear the throwbacks? If I said it that way, that's not what I meant.
Bill off the list.
I didn't mean to say never. But I thought it had been a while since they wore them. Like, we remember the game in the snow against Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Brady did it in a Miami game.
Brady definitely wore them a few times.
Oh, Brady certainly wore them over the years. I didn't mean to represent it that way if I did.
They look so sweet.
I think Zappy was in them last
so,
year.
Okay,
he was. That's why I said in the break to Jones.
No, no, no. So that I definitely didn't remember. I remember Brady had worn them.
It was that Tennessee awful game against the Chargers.
Yeah, I didn't remember that. Yeah. So Bill had them in the Pat Patriots last year.
So this is a Goodell issue.
Maybe it's a Goodell issue, but now Bill's getting...
You said there's a maximum of 3 times. They're only wearing them twice this year.
That's also true.
So somebody's...
Yeah.
This is a Mayo issue,
Yep. Draw Mayo?
Do you think there's a chance they could wear them every game? Like, just that's the uniform
again?
Let
me ask you
this. Is there any chance that happens? I'm being serious.
Let me ask you this.
It's like the Bruins with their 80s, new 80s alternate jersey.
No. I think, if anything, it's more likely they create, like, a whole new jersey than go back to the Pat Patriots.
Well, I'm open to that because you see these people online that are, like... editing wizards. They're like, hey, this could be a cool uniform. And they're all like amazing. Yeah. You're like, yeah, that should be the uniform.
Like in Duncan's colors.
And yes. You're like, that one? There's that guy that does the jerseys.
Those are all so good.
They're like all good.
Celtics, Bruins, Red Sox, Patriots, and Duncan colors. That is what we should do here, actually.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You want to change the whole color scheme?
Yeah, just change the colors for all the teams.
Yeah, that's fine.
Boston Duncan.
I don't mind that
at all. But the text line also calls out, and you hear this periodically, bringing back the 90s. They could bring back the 90s throwbacks. I never loved those uniforms, but like if they wanted to do that for a one-off, I'd be fine with that.
I do like them more than
the current uniforms.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah.
But the Pat Patriot ones are greater than those 90s.
So they should do the Pat Patriot. Well, they should do the Pat Patriot ones all the time. But if they choose not to, do those twice and then do like the Chris Slade 3D number ones.
Nice.
I like that.
Yeah, I could get down with that. Yeah. So anyway, I had no idea. I do not remember them wearing that. I remember where I was watching that game.
Oh, yeah? Where were you?
I was at Banners. Tom Giles, DJ Bean, we were all out.
What a crew!
It was quite a crew.
Holy smokes!
It was quite a crew. We were all out at Banners.
Giles, Jones, and Bean?
So I was, seriously.
Look out!
I was lost in Giles' eyes. That's why I didn't remember the Pat Patriot uniforms, I guess. But I was
That's
out.
Some star power that
it
day.
You know what it was? It really
Good
was.
Gravy.
And so I wasn't
they
even.
Have to section off a place of Banners for
I wasn't even
roped off.
I wasn't even focused on the uniforms, I guess, because I don't remember them wearing those.
You guys were just telling tales, slamming beers.
Yeah, that's all it was. We weren't even watching the game.
I love
just
it.
Good conversation. Just good conversation.
Just the boys hanging out.
Yeah, it is.
Boys out on a Sunday.
Just a couple of fellas.
What beats that? Jalen Polk,
by the way. Yeah. What did he say?
Oh, what were you going to say? I'm
no,
sorry.
No, no, no. Read the quotes first, and then I'll tell you what I think they should do.
Okay.
Jalen Polk talked to Mark Daniels.
Correct. Mark Daniels in Mass Live answering to Jerod Mayo in those comments about he's got a mental hurdle. He said, I'm not dealing with any mental problems at all. No mental problems. When asked about Mayo's comments.
He didn't say he had mental problems.
That's definitely not in Jerod Mayo's defense.
Right.
And he might be guilty of not wearing these throwback uniforms.
Yes,
enough.
He might be.
In Jerod Mayo's defense, he definitely didn't say that. He said you had to get over a mental hump.
He makes it sound way worse.
He didn't say you have mental problems.
Yeah.
I believe I have the best hands in the league.
Aggressive. I like a confident player, but good Lord.
But I also like a little production with that confidence.
Maybe even a lot.
I feel like my drops, it's not an issue at all.
No?
After
Tell
the...
your quarterback it's not an issue.
Tell your coach.
Yeah.
Your offensive coordinator.
Uh-huh.
Your family, your friends. After the rough two-game stretch, he was asked whether or not he'll remain in the starting lineup and asked if he had to prove himself. He said he's limited in what he can do on the field. I feel like I'm limited to what I can do right now.
Jesus.
I mean, I just continue to keep a good mindset and getting better. When asked by Mark Daniels of Mass Live to clarify, Polk responded, I wouldn't say it's anything specific.
Okay.
I'll just say I'm limited on certain things right now.
Why should we play? I got so many reasons. Give me one. Well, I'm not going to get into it. You don't have any. So he shouldn't play this weekend. He shouldn't play.
I agree.
And I know he's a big part of the future of this team. Like, fingers crossed that he is.
Here's the thing. The plan shouldn't be that he plays. Like, if he's active and he gets into the game because there's an injury in front of him, fine. So you wouldn't even give him a uniform this weekend.
Nope.
Would you take him on the flight?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, he's on the flight.
Yeah, he's even worse.
Yeah.
You don't learn anything if you get a raw dog back home.
You got to raw dog the flight.
Make him raw dog the flight.
All the way to London.
Correct.
See, but you're not giving him a uniform.
No.
He's a healthy scratch.
Yes.
Because of this. Okay.
They got a million receivers, so they still have, for whatever reason, Tyquan Thornton on the roster, KJ Osborne on the roster, Javon Baker. So last week, Baker and Thornton were inactive, and Osborne was active but didn't even play. So you have a bunch of receivers. Pop Douglas and Kayshon Booty and Kendrick Bourne should get most of the playing time. Jalen Polk, based off of his performance, is teetering on whether or not you play him.
Correct.
But then for
10
him
to, catches, 78 yards in six games, one touchdown, should have been two, but he stepped out of bounds. And a bunch of drops.
But then to just immediately counter what the coach said about you, that's one thing. To have this outrageous claim that you have the best hands in the league, that's kind of actually the funniest part, but that's like the least offensive.
Least concerning, yeah.
You're like, whatever. Like, he's got insane amount of confidence in himself, like all the receivers do on this team. But for him being like, I'm limited. Like, so now you're calling out Van Pelt and Mayo being like, I can do so much more. Like, they're not even using me right. It's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, you think you're limited now? Wait till you're not in uniform on Sunday.
Well, what happened when Pop Douglas criticized the coaching staff?
They got on the ball immediately.
He got a million targets.
Yeah, I know.
So, like, to me, I don't disagree with anything you just said.
That's what I would do, but I wouldn't bet my money that that's what they're going to do.
I might make him active and be like, look, you're not in the game plan, but if somebody gets hurt, then we might need bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But fine, if you want to make him inactive, I have zero problem with that.
Yeah.
Send him a message based on what he's saying this last week, and even what he said when he stepped out of bounds the week before, and don't get on the bandwagon. Like, I don't know, take a week. So I'm fine with all of that. My fear is they're going to go the other
way. Just feature him.
And instead of limiting
targets.
No, they're exactly.
play him in fantasy?
Jerod Mayo's like, I'm worried about losing him. Worried about losing this player early. I am a player's coach, and they're going to overreact the other way. Pop Douglas calls out the coaching staff. He gets a million targets, and he gets them early in the game, and he's a feature of the game plan. I wonder if they're going to overreact in the wrong direction.
Are you going?
I think that would be the wrong message, right, and I wouldn't do it. But, yeah, you're some over-unders for Polk. You got him?
I was going to look something up here for you, and I'm curious, would you go anytime touchdown?
No, I wouldn't do that.
For Jalen Polk.
1 foot touchdown or 2 feet?
He has to do the standard 2 feet. Okay. It is the NFL.
Yeah, so I'm going to say definitely
plus
not.
Plus 450?
It's juicy, but not juicy enough.
Don't give me my pick for tomorrow. Come on.
That's in the Bozo parlay, I'm walking out. All right, let's see. What are the yards for Jalen Polk?
Like 30-something?
Oh, no, it's one of these ones where it's like plus 20. Oh, 25 receiving yards.
Yeah, I might take the over on that.
Plus 140.
Yeah, I might take the over on that because they're going to overreact in the wrong direction.
I think he's high as 30.
Yeah.
As high, right? Was that, yeah,
high as against San Francisco.
Yeah, as high as 30. This guy's not overly productive.
Yeah, but he got
for
wrong.
Someone with the best hands in the league, they really are wasting him.
It's true. Yeah, I don't know. I think they might. I think he could get a catch early in the game.
Over under 2.5 catches.
Feels high.
Over is plus 135.
I feel better about betting on his targets than the catches.
That is the problem.
Yeah. Drops, not catches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can bet drops.
Listen,
over a drop for sure.
I think there's a chance they sit him down, and it's a couple of reasons. One, Mayo was talking about there's going to be changes to the lineup. And you and I don't think he means offensive line because every week there's changes to the
lineup. That's a good point. I mean, he was talking about changes to the lineup. Could that impact Polk? But Polk made these comments after that.
He did.
Yeah.
But he was also talking about guys that were committing penalties. But he also, when he was talking about the mental stuff with Polk, he wasn't just talking about the drops. He was also talking about he's not blocking. And if you're a receiver that's kind of like fringy getting playing time, you better throw a couple of blocks.
Yeah, you don't catch or block.
What the hell? Yeah, what now what?
Yeah, and like, you suck on end arounds?
Right, so yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, can't hand it to him, can't throw it to him, and he doesn't block.
But then,
otherwise, he's pretty good.
Ramondre Stevenson, who's done a lot more in the league, he fumbled 4 weeks in a row. He sat for a series in that fourth game, then came back in. But then it was like a delayed reaction.
I mean,
then the next week, though, he didn't start.
They don't really discipline anyone. They have not disciplined Jabril Peppers. The league disciplined Jabril Peppers.
Not yet, they don't. Starting now.
But, like, they didn't discipline Ramondre Stevenson. They sat him down for a series.
I mean, I guess that
and that's after
is.
They let him fumble 4 weeks in a row.
Yep. But he didn't drop it last week.
No, he did not.
Fair. Held on to it strong last week.
On the sideline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just, do you think he has to, on the whole flight, hold the ball?
No, he should.
The whole flight to London? Jalen Polk has to raw dog it next to Stevenson holding the football? You're like, sad.
But, like, they didn't even discipline Jabril Peppers.
No.
Like, Jerod Mayo came out the next day on this station. He's like, oh, yeah, no, he's allowed in the facility. Like, sure, well, come on in. I talked to him. Come on in. They don't discipline anyone. It'd be a weird line to draw with Jalen Polk. I would personally have no problem with it. The more I think about it, they're going to overreact the other way. They're going to, like, empower the player because they're worried about losing him. And, the coach said I had mental problems. It's not what he said.
It's not at all what he said.
But they're going to be sensitive to that, and they're going to overreact the other way. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on that. I promised earlier today, and we got sidetracked, per usual, on this show. But I said earlier we were going to get to the NBA's top 100.
Yeah, no, I'm in on this.
Are the Celtics getting disrespected? Or are they the greatest team ever assembled? Let's get to that with all your feedback next.